This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his condolences to the victims of tornado in the state of Mississippi that left at least 26 dead and another in Alabama, leveling dozens of buildings. VOA's Marissa Melton.
In a statement, Biden described the images from Mississippi as heartbreaking. He said he had spoken with local authorities and offered full federal support for the recovery. The tornado stayed on the ground for about an hour and cut a path of destruction some 274 kilometers long. This, according to the National Weather Service, at least 24 reports of tornadoes stretching from western Mississippi into Alabama were issued to the National Weather Service on Friday night and into Saturday morning. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has announced he will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, AP Karen Shamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plan was in response to Britain's recent decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium. Russia falsely claimed these rounds have nuclear components. In an interview on Russian state TV, Putin said that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons. He said construction of storage facilities for the weapons in Belarus would be completed by July the 1st. I'm Karen Chemas.
The head of the UN International Atomic Energy Agency will visit Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant next week to assess the serious security situation there. Rafael Grossi said in a statement published on the website that the nuclear safety and security dangers at the Russian-held plant were all too obvious. The statement added that Grossi will be accompanied by a new group of IAEA experts, the 17 present.